Adventure enthusiasts and film lovers are in for a treat as Mountain Film on Tour returns to Squamish on Saturday, February 15, 2025 at the Eagle Eye Theater, located within Howe Sound Secondary School. Presented by Venture Web, this event aims to showcase adventure filmmaking, community spirit, and philanthropy, with proceeds directly supporting Squamish Search and Rescue, SSAR. The event features two screenings, matinee show, 3 p.m., $30 evening show, 7 p.m., $40 each screening will run nearly 2 hours, featuring short films from the annual Mountain Film Festival in Telluride, Colorado. This event showcases stories of adventure, environmental stewardship, and social justice, aiming to inspire audiences worldwide. This year's lineup includes films by local sea-to-sky filmmakers and athletes. There will also be food and drinks available. Supporting a life-saving cause, proceeds from ticket sales and additional fundraising efforts will directly support SSAR, a volunteer-driven organization providing ground and water search and rescue services, public safety education, and emergency response. Funds raised will help cover essential equipment, training, and technology costs. Silent auction and door prize estuaries. A silent auction, which opens online on February 8th and concludes during the festival. Festival goers will also have the chance to win door prizes, further boosting fundraising efforts. Donations are also welcomed from those unable to attend but eager to support SSAR's mission. For tickets, donations, or inquiries, visit the Squamish Search and Rescue Society's website or contact them at fundraising@squamishsar.org. Event details at a glance. Date: Saturday, February 15, 2025. Location: Eagle Eye Theater, Howe Sound Secondary School, 38430 Buckley Avenue, Squamish, BC. Times: matinee show, 3 p.m. evening show, 7 p.m. tickets, $30 for the matinee, $40 for the evening silent auction. Feb 8 to 15, 2025. Bhagyashree Chatterjee is the Squamish Chief's Indigenous and Civic Affairs Reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.